Who are those people talking to Michael? Carl asked. They look like royalty. Marco's head turned to the trio across the room.
Oui, they are la noblesse, nobles of royal blood. That is His Grace Jean-Louis Michaud, the Duke of Avignon, with his wife, Duchess Sabine. The Duke is believed to have his eye on the presidency when Valois retires, which is quietly expected soon in certain circles. But he will be up against a strong opponent for the defense minister. André Bellanger is also known to covet the job. If you ask me, Bellanger will be a catastrophe. He is a hardline conservative calling for a return to traditional values and a repugnant xenophobic nationalist to boot. Nor does he care for people of your stripe, my friend.
Homophobic, eh? Carl muttered discreetly. I hope he loses by a landslide.
On the other hand, Duke Jean-Louis Michaud is an ardent supporter of liberal issues and is more inclined to give the people what they want. More generous government support, shorter working hours and higher salaries, sexual freedoms, and a welcoming hand to those seeking refuge, to the extreme by some standards. There is a distinct clash of cultures between these two men, and you see both sides playing out across France now. It should be an interesting election when that time comes. But, Marco continued, the man to keep an eye on is Philippe Valois, the president's elder son. He too is a hardliner and has close relations with Bellanger. Look at him.
Marco nodded to the interior minister huddled with the defense minister in a far corner.
He is little more than a scheming power monger, and a scoundrel at that. I'm sure the two are taking bets now on how long Philippe's father has left to live. I do not trust the man.
Just then, Michael and Hanna emerged from the crowd and headed for the window where Marco and Carl were standing.
Hey, Hanna said, smiling as she reached for Marco's hand. What are you two scheming over here? Looks like a serious discussion.
Marco leaned down to kiss her forehead.
We were just discussing the political dynamics of the room. You did not miss anything, ma chérie, just idle chatter.
I had a fascinating conversation with the Duke and Duchess of Avignon, Michael said. Really nice people, though she's quite the firecracker. It's clear who wears the pants in the Michaud family. I imagine Duchess Sabine is a force to be reckoned with, and I'm not sure I'd want to tangle with her. But I really liked Jean-Louis. Do you know them, Marco?
Marco was pensive for a moment, crafting a proper response.
Who doesn't? They are well known all over France. But I can't say I know them all that well personally. And I do not like his politics. He seems to want to buy his popularity with free this, government fund that. Some days I feel like I'm supporting myself and a bunch of strangers, and right now, France has more strangers than it can afford. But he would open the doors even wider. And yes, I agree with you on the Duchess. Keep an eye on that one. She is known as one of France's leading social influencers. She has a tremendous following on the internet. Always dresses in black. She considers herself the queen of French fashion and culture. And as you may have seen, her image appears frequently on billboards and magazine covers. She even calls herself a queen. La Reine Noire, the Black Queen.